Well, hi there. This is Dorothea, and this is Lights and Bites. Hang on, just give a little listen to that old black magic, and we're going to talk about my favorite author of all time, Nora Roberts, and one of her new books called Blue Smoke. Joy.
You learn through love and pain, it's what you do. Uncovering yourself and learning to be true, it's what you do. Songs and movies, love seems off ideal. These perfect pictures I find so unreal. How dare you tell me what to think, what to feel? You gotta get real to look at others from the outside. Makes perspective work and don't lose the depth that comes from within.
Them. Small girl group. Yes. They're called Mother of Pearl, Lori Leister, Wendy Soloway, Karen Graves, and Brenda Baird. Oh, I really like them. May hear a little more later. But that's not what we're here about. And what you're listening to below me there is something else that I found. It's kind of fun. It's called 12 Girls Band, Romantic Energy, Tang Court Ensemble. It's looks oriental. What can I say? I'm liking it. Anyway, we are here to talk about Nora Roberts. Blue Smoke. Just came out in paperback. Yeah. What can I say about Nora? Everything that Nora writes is golden. Everything she touches is golden. Everything she writes is golden. It's always good. It's entertaining. The characters are always, 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 always engaging. The characters are great. I have loved almost everything that Nora Roberts has ever written. I've read just about everything Nora Roberts has ever written. This one, again, Blue Smoke, it's an excellent, she weaves such a grand tale. I recently got through the entire Garden trilogy, Blue Dahlia, Black Rose, Red Lily. The Key trilogy, Key of Light, Key of Knowledge, Key of Valor. That one was a little different. Sometimes Nora goes off on little tangents, and she ends up, you know, with this mystical kind of stuff. And that's, you know what, that's kind of fun sometimes. You know, a little magic, Moon Shadows, Once Upon a Time series. She's also written as, under a pseudonym called J.D. Robb. And, oh, those books are really good. Naked in Death, Glory in Death, Immortal in Death. One of my favorite characters of all time, Eve Dallas, who is a 21st century cop. But back to Blue Smoke. Characters in this, half Italian family in Baltimore, and fire, someone who likes to start fires, and the profound effect the fire can have on people. It starts with a fire. An old 11-year-old girl. And it moves with her through her life as she becomes an arson investigator, a police officer who investigates arsons. And the profound effect that this fire had on her entire family and on her. And gosh, you know, I really, really, gosh, I like this Nora Roberts book. This particular one, Nora didn't do such a good job of hiding the, in the J.D. Robb books, sometimes I'm surprised at the end, because I haven't figured it out. In this particular one, unfortunately, I did. I knew who the murderer was. And that's That's just kind of unfortunate, I think. But I'm also really good at figuring out who done it. In any case, that's I'm gonna play a little more from Mother of Pearl here, and then I will maybe read to you one of my favorite parts in this particular book. But here is a little more Mother of Pearl. And I've had it with Jones. Blue Smoke. Let me read you a little bit of this. I just love these people. Moved well, quick, and agile. Green, she noticed. His eyes were a misty green. Lit up a little too maniacally at the moment for comfort. There you are, he said. Son of a bitch! There you are! Yeah, here I am. She gave him a cautious smile. He smelled of sawdust and sweat, which would have been appealing if he wasn't looking at her like he was prepared to gobble her up in one bite. Katerina Hale, she offered her hand. I just bought the house. Katerina Hale. He took her hand and held it. Just held it with his calloused one. Dream girl. His score plummeted. Well, it's nice to meet you. I've got to get back inside. All this time, he continued to stare at her. All these years. You're better than I remembered. How about that? How about what? She tucked her hand free, backed up. I can't believe it. You're just here, boom. Or maybe I'm having a hallucination. He grabbed for her hand again, and she slapped hers on his chest. Maybe you are. Maybe you've had a little too much sun. Better go back to your corner now, carpenter boy. No, wait, you can't. You don't get it. You were there, then you weren't, then the other time, and then again, and you keep getting away before I can catch up, and now you're right here talking to me, and I'm talking to you. Not anymore. Nobody had mentioned the carpenter next door was a lunatic. Shouldn't there have been full disclosure? Go home. Lie down. Seek help. She turned, started back to the door. Wait, wait, wait! He lunged after her. In response, she spun around, caught his arm, tipped him off balance, and jerked his arm behind his back. Don't make me arrest you. For God's sakes, I haven't even moved in yet. The cop, he laughed, twisted his head around to grin at her. I forgot they said a cop was moving in. You're a cop. That's so cool. You're 1 second away from serious trouble, and you smell really good. That's it. She pushed him up against the back wall of her house, spread him. Okay, hold it. He was laughing and tapping his forehead against the wall. If I sound like a crazy person, it's just the shock. Oh, shit. Don't cut me. At least until we know each other better. College Park, May 1992. Party. Crap. I don't even know whose house it was. Group house. Off campus. Jill. Jesse. No, Jan. I think Jan, somebody lived in the house. Rena hesitated, the cuff still in her hand. Keep going. I saw you. I didn't know anybody. Came with a friend, and I saw you across the room. You were wearing this little pink top. Your hair was longer, just past your shoulders. I like the way you're wearing it now, sort of exploding to the jaw. I'll tell my hairdresser you approve. I met you at a party in College Park. No, I never got to you. The music stopped. It was a moment for me. Can I turn around? That's it, folks. Blue Smoke, another one of Nora Roberts' greats. Run on out and get that. You're going to want it. When you look at the back of her books, it always gives you a clue as to what's coming out next. And it would seem coming out next is something called Angels Fall. And that's looking good too. Blue Smoke, Nora Roberts, as always. And by the way, what you're hearing down below me now is the Rosette guitar duo, Portage to Tunnel Mountain. And here is a little something that I just found in the new releases. It too is Canadian. It's Mozart, Lieder. And since we're coming up to the children's song, the children's book, I thought it might be good to play a little Kinderspiel. The Mozart. Wir schwenken in der Freude und recht viel. Wir schicken und denken, versteht sich im Spiel. Wir lernen und singen und rennen und rufen und hüpfen und springen im Gras. Ei, seht doch, ihr Brüder, den Schmetterling da. Wir werfen uns wieder, doch schonet ihn ja. Noch einen ist wohl sein Freund, und schlag ihn ja keiner an. disappeared on me. Right away. Anyway, that was really nice. Susie LeBlanc is the singer. And Yannick Nezek Seguin on forte piano. Probably hear a little bit more of that one later, too. And staying down below here is the Rosette guitar duo. It is time for the children's book, Rainbow Magic and the Weather Fairies. This one's about Abigail, the Breeze Fairy, supposedly written by someone named Daisy Meadows. I'm thinking it's a pseudonym. Dedicated to the real fairies who make my garden grow. Special thanks to Sue Bentley. It's a fun little book. Let me read you this part. Goblins green, goblins small, I cast this spell to make you tall. As high as the palace you shall grow. My icy magic makes it so. Then steal the rooster's magic feathers, used by the fairies to make all weathers. Climate chaos I have planned on earth and here in fairyland. That was a spell cast by the evil Jack Frost. And they stole the feathers, the weather feathers, from the magic weather rooster, who in real people land looks like the weather vane on top of a an old barn. In any case, did I like this book? Well, it entertained me well enough. It entertained me well enough. I'm trying to decide if it was a good book, and I'm tending towards, you know what, it's kind of the children's version of a junk read. I think that's what this is. I think this is kind of a kiddie version of a Harlequin romance. Something you can read on the beach. It's not something. I had a friend from Switzerland who used to refer to things as, she would tell me she wanted to read something learnful. And I'd go, ooh, learnful. This is not learnful, folks. But it's fun. It's a fun little book. Like I said, the children's version of a Harlequin romance, I guess. The issue being that the feathers have been stolen from the rooster, and now these two little girls have to help the fairies get them back. Let's see. I feel like I should read you a portion of this, and then you can kind of get a feel from it. It has a British feel to it, but there you go. "Hey, come back," called a voice. A mailman was running toward them, chasing the envelopes that had been carried away by the breeze. The girls picked up the letters from the ground and handed them to the mailman. He grinned and stuffed them back into his bag. "Thanks," he said. "This wind's really strong. Listen, it's even blowing the church bell now." He walked on to deliver his letters as Christy and Rachel hurried toward the festival. As they walked, they could hear the church bell clanging in the breeze. The wind seemed to be getting stronger and stronger. When the girls arrived at the festival, they saw that the wind was causing chaos there. Strings of flags had come loose and were blowing in the wind like kite tails. Three tents strained against the ropes as they billowed and swayed. Many of the stall holders had to fight to stop their goods from blowing away. With a loud snap, side of a tent tore free from its ropes and began flapping in the wind. Some men ran over to tie it back down. "Never seen a wind like this in the middle of summer," one of them complained. This one that I'm reading is the second in the series. The first one was Pearl, the Cloud Fairy. No, that's the next one. Pardon me. Pearl, the Cloud Fairy. That's the next one. I'm sorry. The first one... Oh, dear. What was the first one? Well... don't remember. Anyway, it's a fun little book. It's a great thing to read. And folks, take a moment. Pick up a book. Read. Read a story to your child. Just read to a child. Any child. And you know what? Everything is better. And end with a little Mozart. And this is Dorothea. Signing off. We're closing another chapter on Let's and Bites. Where does the time go? Anyway. I'm going to end with a little more Mozart. This is called A Dream Picture or Dreamscape. Enjoy.
Thank you.